We thought about a lot.
Top business leaders told a Senate committee on commerce, science, and transportation that America's lead as a technology giant is eroding. The latest figures show the U.S. trade balance in high-tech goods fell from a surplus high of $33 billion in 1997 to a deficit of $27 billion in 2003. Norman Augustin, former CEO and chairman of the U.S. aerospace firm Lockheed Martin, said the big winners have been countries such as China and India.
This has been brought about partly because of our own inaction in many instances, but partly because the rest of the world is getting better, and it's often getting better by copying the things that we used to do well.
Among them, scientific research. Senator John Ensign, a Republican Party senator from Nevada, is co-author of the National Innovation Act. He proposes doubling the nation's investment in scientific research and improving math and science education in classrooms.
Unfortunately, in the disciplines that foster innovation in the 21st century, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, America is steadily losing its global edge.
Here's why. Last year, 500,000 engineers graduated in China. In India, the number was 200,000, and in the U.S., 70,000.
If this present trend continues, 90% of all the world's scientists and engineers will be living in Asia by the year 2010.
Despite the declining numbers in science and engineering degrees, U.S. gross domestic product remains among the highest in the world. Deborah Wynn Smith is president of the Council on Competitiveness, a national organization that tracks international business trends.
Per worker, Americans are five times more productive than workers in China. We still leave the world in manufacturing output as well as manufacturing value add. Yet the challenges are real, systemic, and if ignored, will undermine our foundation of strength and leadership.
Democratic Party Senator Max Baucus of Montana says the U.S. remains strong, but he says the time to make policy changes is now.
We're still ahead in creativity and innovation. Maybe not in other areas, but in creativity and innovation, and I'm not too convinced how long that's going to last, frankly.
He plans to introduce a bill later this year that will focus on education, energy reform, and health care to ensure that Americans can sustain their standard of living despite increasing global competition. Millar Sega, VOA News.